Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Very often in our Christian walk, we go through trials. And the Bible says, don't count it a strange thing when you go through fiery trials, because this is how God refines you. This is how God purifies you. The Bible says, despise not the chastening of the Lord, for whom the Lord chastens, He loves. Yet, as human beings, whenever we go through trials, we tend to think, you know, did God forsake me? I've been praying about something for the longest while. I've been sick for the longest while. I've been praying for my unsaved loved ones for the longest while, and yet God never seems to answer my prayer. And you try to have faith, you try to come across as being strong, but eventually it gets to you. You see other people getting saved, but your children are not getting saved. Your husband is not getting saved. You're praying for your marriage, but your marriage is not working out. And whatever is the specific trial you go through, we always have this thing in the back of our mind which says, whenever we're going through too many trials, we begin to question, did God forsake me? Did I commit the unpardonable sin? Is God finished with me? Did I commit too many sins? And these are the thoughts that go through our mind. Even though we read the book of Acts, when we read the book of Acts, all we see is a bunch of miracles. Yet, what you should see more than miracles in the book of Acts is persecution. If there's something that you could read about in the early church, yeah, they did a lot of miracles, but they had a lot of persecution. And I would say they had a lot more persecution than miraculous. Yet, somehow, we only read the good things. We only read about the blessings. We read about how God sent an angel and led Peter out of the prison. We read about how God sent an earthquake and opened the prison doors for Paul. Yet, we neglect the many times that Paul was in jail and there were no prison doors open for him. In fact, Paul died in custody. So we read the Bible sometimes and we look at Christianity with a very skewed lens. And we see only the good things and we expect only the good things. And even Job said, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Shall we not accept the bad together with the good? You see, if you look at a lot of Christian TV and listen to a lot of Christian radio, you might have been bombarded by a gospel that teaches you're supposed to be filthy rich, you're supposed to have perfect health, you're supposed to get all your prayers answered, you're supposed to be overflowing with blessings, and if you're not, it's because you have some kind of sin in your life, it's because God forsook you, it's because you're not praying the right way. And there's always some reason why God isn't blessing you, or why you're not getting what you want when you want it. And because we've been bombarded with those kinds of teachings, every time we go through some kind of trial, we forget all the blessings that God actually gave us. And we think, did God forsake me now? Did God forsake us? What I would like to do in this particular session is share what it means for God to forsake you. What it means for God to curse you. Because many people think they're cursed. Many people think that they're forsaken. And I'm going to go through a bunch of scriptures, and I'm going to show you exactly how you will know if God has forsaken you. Jesus said, behold, I am with you always. And there's another scripture that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So right off the bat, we have God's own testimony that I will be with you always. I will never leave you nor forsake you. In order for God to forsake you, he has to break his own word. In order for God to forsake you, he has to be a liar. And the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it, then he will do it. So that's the first thing to note. God said, as a born-again Christian, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you always. He holds you in the palm of his hands, and nothing shall by any means pluck you out. So for God to forsake you, he has to break his own word. He has to be a liar. But people say, but Brother Denver, you know, if you only know the things going on in my mind, if you only know the sinful thoughts going on in my mind, and no matter how I try to stop it, I just can't. I just don't have the ability to live right. I just try, I try to live right, I try to not commit sin, yet I just can't. There's this struggle within me and I keep losing. Well, I challenge you to read Romans chapter 7, because Paul described that exact scenario. He said, within me I find that there's a war. There are two natures. With the law of my mind, I want to do right, but there's another law in my body, in my members, that I cannot do the right that I will to do. And he ended that discussion by saying, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And I thank God, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul described himself exactly the same way, yet he would never say that God forsook him. There's a scripture in the book of Galatians chapter 5 which says, the flesh wars against the spirit, or the old nature wars against the new nature. You see, within us as Christians, we have to understand something. And this perspective changes everything. We have two natures in us. We have the old nature, which will only be eradicated when we are glorified in heaven. And we have the new nature, which we got when we were born again. That new nature is created after God in true holiness and righteousness. But the old nature, the Bible says, out of the heart of man proceeds adultery, fornication, murders, nothing good. And we have those two natures at war. Now, the person who is in heaven and glorified, he no longer has the old nature. He only has the new nature. So he is perfect. And the unsaved person who is not saved, who does not have the Holy Spirit, only has the old nature. So they may be good, they may be bad, it doesn't really make a difference. They have no battle going on within them. So it seems as though they're at peace. It seems as though all is well, but they have no battle. And we are Christians and we have this war going on the inside of us, and we're thinking, how come the unsaved people don't have the same struggles that I have? And it's not because you're worse than them, it's because you're better than them. The reason they don't have a struggle is because they have no new nature. They don't have God's nature in them. The reason you have a struggle is because you have God's nature in you, and that is what causes the struggle. And that struggle will continue until the day that you are glorified in heaven. So between now and then, all you could do is keep crucifying the flesh, keep dying to self, keep humbling yourself before God, keep praying and fasting. And it's the only way. It's a lifelong battle. It doesn't mean that there is something wrong with you. It actually means that there is something right with you. It doesn't mean that you were forsaken by God. It doesn't mean that you're not a great Christian. It simply means that you have a war going on inside of you. Maybe you need to crucify the flesh more. Maybe you need to surrender more. Maybe you need to deny yourself more. But it's a battle. It's a process. A great example of somebody who was forsaken by God is King Saul, the first king of Israel. After God rejected him as being king, God completely turned his back on Saul. God stopped speaking to him. God stopped sending prophets to communicate with Saul. And that is why Saul, in his old age, had to go and visit a witch to get some kind of revelation, because God had completely shut him off. When God forsook Paul, a demon possessed him. There's only one person in the entire Old Testament who got possessed by a demon, and that was King Saul. That was because God forsook him. God stopped speaking to him. And King Saul was completely handed over to sin. He wanted to kill David. He was pursuing David to kill him. And he had no conviction whatsoever. You see, if God forsakes you, he cuts you off completely. There's no part of you that's good anymore. There's no part of you that has any ability to seek God. You will be completely given over to the devil. God will have no communication with you. And you will totally be a slave of sin. You will be the opposite of a Christian. So if you are a Christian who is simply struggling with sin or struggling to live right, it doesn't mean that God has forsaken you. It's quite the opposite. It means that God is still working on you and that the new nature is there, but you just need to seek him more. You just need to humble yourself more and to pray and fast more. But it's clear proof that God is still working on you. Let me read a couple of other scriptures. And here's how you'll know if God has forsaken you. Acts chapter 11 verse 18 says, "When they heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, 'God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.'" 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 25 says, "In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so they may know the truth." Two scriptures that talks about God granting repentance. You know, very often we think, I came to Christ, I accepted Christ, I made a personal decision to choose Christ. And yes, that is true, but it's not the whole truth. The whole truth is that if God didn't draw you, if God didn't grant you repentance, you could have never repented. If God didn't draw you, there's no way you could have come to Christ. It was impossible. Salvation is a miracle. We don't see it that way because we think it's a decision that we made. But true salvation is a miracle. It's a miracle of God's grace. God draws you. God grants you repentance. And he gives you that ability to come to him and to live right. Once you find yourself with a desire to seek God, a desire to be righteous, a desire to be pleasing to God, even though you may or may not be living that out fully, once you have that desire within you, it is proof that God is working with you. And there's another scripture that says, "It is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure." In other words, you can't do anything good for God unless he works that from within you. You can't even will to do good unless God works that from the inside of you. So if you find yourself with a desire to serve God, a desire to come to Christ, it's proof that God is still working in you. It is clear proof. Once you could find yourself with a desire to pray, it is proof that God has not forsaken you, but he is in fact still working in you. So if you are struggling in your walk with God, that struggle is proof that God is working in you. Because if God was not working in you, you would not even have the ability to struggle or to fight. So I want you to be encouraged. I want you to not give up. I want you to not give in to lies. Not giving to false teachings that will cause you to sabotage your own walk with God. Keep seeking him, keep praying, keep fasting, and in due time, God will turn things around.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.